Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. My name is Shamar Sellers, and welcome back to a brand new episode of It's Time to Show the World. Man, it feels so good saying that again after all that time. But yeah, I am back, and I'm better than ever. I took some time away to focus on life and focus on some things that changed my life. And I have a lot to talk about. So sit back, relax, enjoy this very quick commercial break, and we're going to jump right into it. Welcome back to the episode. God, it's so good saying welcome back. It's been 8 months since you guys heard my voice. And it's so good to just sit on my couch and really get some things off my chest, because a lot has definitely changed over the past 8 months. I recently moved to my first ever apartment. And today is my 23rd birthday, so just thinking about everything that transpired over 22 years, now reaching 23, have definitely impacted my life for the better. I'm a worker on stop saying every single time too. I don't have anything to say. But I wanted to really just come on here in this podcast and talk about some of the things that's been on my mind. For instance, a lot have changed when it comes to the world with the coronavirus that happened around March of this year. To me, I thought it was just something that was just, I guess, created in a lab. When I first heard about it, I was like, man, this mess does not even, that's not exist. This man, this stuff doesn't make any sense. It's not real. But then people at different parts in the world is getting sick and end up dying because of it. And I was like, oh, we gotta take it seriously. So I've been putting a mask on. I've been doing what I can, make sure I'm safe. I wash my hands every single day. Make sure I do as much as I can to prevent being sick. But unfortunately, I mean, I didn't have the COVID, thank God. I did have the pink eye months ago, and thank God I healed up. That healed up very quickly. I gotta stop saying that. But I really wanted to really talk about my life as of being a 23-year-old young male. And sorry about that, but my head itches. Y'all can't see that, but y'all can hear that. I just wanted to really talk about everything that went on in my life during year 22 of my life. Like I said, I did a sermon entitled "You Are the One" that you guys have heard already. I'm now at the season 2 premiere. But I did that sermon on October 27th of 2019. And that sermon changed my whole life. I'm not even joking. I guess because like I was going through a time in my life where I had people leave me who I thought was there for me. I had people give up on me. I had people call me out my names at times. And I was like, God, why are you letting this happen to me? Why now when I have to give this sermon? Why now at a time where I wanted to do something that would change my whole perspective on life. But that sermon I gave, after everything I went through, those 3 months of rehearsing and writing and getting things down to nitty gritty, and to be honest, that sermon wasn't even complete until the day before I gave it. So that's just my testimony on that, to say that regardless of what the devil try to put in your path, God will always pull you through it. And sometimes he'll put stuff in your path to see if you can test yourself and see if you can actually can conquer your trials and tribulations, if you conquer it. So after I gave my sermon, a lot of opportunities started opening up for me. I was promoted to cashier at my job. I was doing a lot of amazing things in my life. And then I guess around January of this year, my mind just started going to a negative spot. And I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to, because the people I had to talk to, they didn't want to talk to me anymore. They didn't want to hear from me anymore. So I was all alone. And I'm not gonna front, it hurted to be alone in a situation where I didn't have anybody. Not even my family and friends know about this until now that I'm talking about it. It's a lot to go through, a lot of physical and mentally. I was mentally drained from crying over and over and over again. But I thank God for the people who know that story, who knew what I was going through, who prayed for me, who helped me get back on the right track. Some of you guys don't know, I dealt with ADHD, and that kind of, it's something that I don't like to talk about as much as I want to, just because of the fact of I'm trying to be a big, strong man that everybody think I am. But I have my flaws too. And so that's why I was... that's one of the reasons why I had to step away from the podcast. Because I didn't want to really put my... I really didn't want to say anything that will hurt people or say anything that will turn people away even more from me. But I feel like now is the time to really open my book and really talk about certain topics. Like for instance, like you guys know, I gave my sermon and I did everything up, did everything that was on the right track until to January. Then depression started kicking in and stuff happening, and then around the months of April, May, June, and July, actually, I went through a certain point in my life where I was going through a deep, dark depression where at times I didn't even go to church. And y'all, people who know me, know that I love going to church every Sunday. Even in the cold rain, I will walk to work with no issue. But during that time, I was dealing with a whole bunch of stuff in my mind. And the devil was getting to me and was like, Shamar, don't go to church. And you know what? I listened. And then people are calling me, asking me, where am I at? Are you good? I'm not answering my phone. I blocked people, and but I never forget that one day I wanted to go back to church so bad. I went to church, and then one people from the church would say, hey, you're not wanted anymore. This person didn't say it like that, but basically, put in context, we don't need you at the church right now, unless you talk to this one person. And I was hurt in a way. So I went home, cried, and then I haven't talked to this person in months. But I finally talked to this person in July, and we back. Thank God we back on the right foot. Even though I have to gain that trust back, that's a step that I have to do. And I'm man enough to accept that I messed up. I've made my flaws. But I thank God for putting that person in my life now more than ever to push me to do better. But other than that, I don't want to go on a full rant, full tangent or whatever, because it's long. But I wanted to really just go over some things that went over in my life, besides all that negative stuff that turned to a positive. Some of you guys don't know, but I am in the process of becoming a minister, which is something that I never thought it would be for me. Until I gave my sermon, and then a lot of people prophesied over me after the fact. And it was like, this is your calling, Shamar. This is your calling, Shamar. This is your calling, Shamar. And I'm like, me being on a pulpit in front of a whole bunch of people, preaching the word of God, and putting my hands on them with the holy oil, in my head I was like, man, y'all got the wrong one. Don't get me wrong, I love when I gave my sermon, but I didn't see that for me then. I just saw it as an opportunity to really figure out what do I want to do in life. And now that I am in, I think, the fourth week of class, third or fourth week, I've started to learn a lot about the Bible, and I started learning a lot about myself as well. And I felt like this was the right calling for me, because if a young 23-year-old guy can give somebody a word or tell them about God or tell them about what God done for me, I'm good. Or what God can do for this person in this particular time, I'm good. But also, I've been doing Bible study every night, which is, I know for some people it's cliche, or they be like, Bible study every night? You don't go out and party? You don't do anything? Well, I do, but I go to work. I make my money. I pay my bills. I do a lot of stuff, but I just want to spend that quality time with God and do a Bible study every night at 8 p.m. And my best friend, George, shout out to you. He invited me out one night on Zoom. And I was like, At first I was like, Bible study every night? I don't think I could do it every night. But after watching and listening to how my brothers and sisters in Christ react with one another, I was like, man, this is the best thing that could ever happen for me. Especially now. With everything going on. And I've been going to Bible study every night if I can at work at 8 p.m. And people will be like, Shamar, what you doing after work? Bible study. Bible study? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing Bible study, reading my Bible. More and more, actually just purchased the Apologetic Study Bible, King James version of it. And I've been reading it every morning around 5 a.m. Just getting my word in, trying to get focused more on God's word and focus on what I need to do to better myself. Because a lot of people my age are not doing anything, and that I grew up with. There's a lot of people my age who are out drinking, smoking, having sex, doing the most, But I want to be that one person who can actually make a difference and actually change people's lives. Even with just my words or just the way that I present myself. I just want to show them that I am God. I am Christ-like. I am the one that can help them out. So, just sit. I'm going to take another quick commercial break. Sit back, relax, enjoy this. Another commercial break, and I'm going to be back with some more stuff. Peace. Welcome back. And now that I talked about what's going on in my life and why I step away from the podcasting, now I just want to talk about what can you expect from this show from now on. With this show, you can talk about, well, this show you can expect more social topics that will go into more the deep study with the whole COVID situation, with the politics situation, to everything you think you know about certain things, I'll talk about more in here. Also, with a biblical aspect on it as well. Every now and then, I'll talk about a different Bible scripture or something that I learned in Bible study that I think it could help you guys out with whatever is going on in your life. If you need that spiritual connection, I'm here with that. I'm gonna start working on start saying after every sentence, because that's one thing I have an issue with, like that. But for real, I want to show you guys that a young 23-year-old guy like me can do many things in a short amount of time. Or a long period of time, as long as you guys help me out. So, I just want to say I can't wait to continue this podcast, continue everything that's going on in the future for me and for you. Like still working on not saying That's going to be a crazy thing, but I'm excited. So, sit back, relax. I have one more thing to say, and I'll see y'all in a little bit. Alright, you guys. So today I want to introduce a new thing, which is be the end of every episode, and it's called My Final Say, which will be based off one word that I talked about in today's episode, which was love. And my scripture is coming from 1 John 4 and 7, which states, "Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." And with that being said, love one another. Love yourself. And regardless of anything that's going on in your life, with family, friends, just love them, hold them, embrace them. Just love you. So be safe, be blessed, and I will see you guys in another episode. Peace and love always.